Welcome to Christchurch Manchester Sermon Podcast. CCM is one church that meets every Sunday in various locations across Manchester. For more information about who we are or about our Sunday meetings, please visit www.christchurchmanchester.com.
There we go. Okay. Does anybody know who this is? For those listening on the podcast, there's a young woman on a boat. Anybody know?
Sharon MacArthur.
No.
Isn't that a young environmentalist?
Oh. Yes, she is the young environmentalist. Her name is Greta Thunberg. She's Swedish. She's 16 years old. And she's currently on a boat in the middle of the Atlantic. Does anybody know why she's on a boat in the middle of the Atlantic?
She has to go to America, but she won't use anything that uses, going to have a carbon.
Indeed. She is on her way to America, but because she's an environmentalist, she doesn't want to fly there because that's really bad for the environment. So she's sailing across in a carbon neutral boat. Why? Anyone know why she's going to America?
Speaking at a climate change event.
Indeed, she is speaking in front of the United Nations at a climate change event.
Wow.
In December.
Well, how does anyone know how a 16-year-old Swedish girl has ended up sailing across the Atlantic to get to America to speak in front of the United Nations? How many people know a 16-year-old?
Yeah.
How many of those 16-year-olds have been invited to speak at the United Nations?
Not many.
So what is different about Greta that she's going to the United Nations to speak? She is passionate about climate change. She believes that climate change is the most important thing that she can spend her time doing. So a year ago, she started a series of school strikes. She's barely been in school in the last year because all she has been doing is what she believes is the most important thing, and that's trying to raise awareness about climate change. We've started a series called Kingdom Living, about how we live in the kingdom of God. We did a series on kingdom parables. We looked at what the parables teach us about the kingdom. Now we're taking those parables, we're applying them, we're going, we learned about the kingdom, but how do we live in the kingdom? So I'm going to talk about the belief that we have in the kingdom of God. And I think belief is important, because what we believe in directs how we live. Greta believes that there's nothing more important than climate change. And she believes that so strongly, she's sailing across the Atlantic to speak to the most powerful body on this planet, because it's that important to her, and she lives that strongly in that belief. What do we believe in? What is there that we believe in so strongly that we would go to any lengths to live out that belief? There are these group of people who believe that meat is murder. How do they live? Do they eat meat? They don't. Because what they believe in is directing how they live their life. What choices are you making that are directed by your beliefs? There are people who believe that the way that they appear when they go out is incredibly important, so they'll spend hours each morning making sure that they look perfect. The way they live is controlled by what they believe is important. People who think that money is important live differently to people who think relationship is important, who live differently to people who think that achievement or success or knowledge are important. What we believe is important is what directs how we live. We're Christians. What does that mean? It means we believe in Christ. Are we living as though Christ is the most important thing? Because what we believe should be obvious in how we're living. You can tell if someone thinks the environment's important because you can see in the way they live. They recycle, they eat less of certain types of food, they look out, care about certain types of things differently. Well, as Christians, what we believe should be obvious through the way we're living. Because if people see that we live differently, that is our greatest witness to the power of God. Because how we live reflects what we think is important. So if the way we live reflects God, we are showing how important we think God is in our lives. So, what do we believe? We believe this thing, a tiny little book called the Bible. Now, I'm sure you're all great Christians who have brought it with you, but just to make sure you're up to snuff on what we believe, I'm going to give you, I don't know, 30 seconds to just skim over it, get yourself up to speed. Go on, get your Bibles out. I mean, I can't give you much time because I do have to get through the sum, but I'll give you just a little bit just to... Some of you don't seem to have brought your Bibles. And some of you are looking at me like, Tim.
Got it.
Really?
Yeah.
Great. You saw it, Kirby?
Got it.
Tom? Cool. Right. Tom, well done. You can leave early. Congratulations. Everyone else. I'm afraid you're in the church version of detention and you have to listen to me talk for another 20 minutes.
Sorry.
Peace, got it? Marvellous. You learnt it all?
No.
You know every... Okay. All right. Okay, so maybe expecting you to read and memorize the entire Bible in 30 seconds is a bit unreasonable.
I've got spares if anyone wants it.
So, I'm going to pick out just a few of what I think are the really important verses on belief. Okay, let me start in John chapter 3. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. If we believe that, what do our lives look like if we believe that? If we are fully committed to living out the truth of this sentence, if we believe these verses are truth, what do our lives look like? Surely, to live this out, we should be trying our hardest each day to spread the gospel, to make sure as many as possible have heard this message. Because if we believe the truth that whoever does not believe is condemned already because they have not believed in the name of Jesus, surely there is nothing that we could do that's more important than making sure people have heard and believe in the name of Jesus. Is that not what living this out looks like? If we believe this, would we not be completely free of fear and worry? Because if we know that whoever believes in him has eternal life, what is there that we could fear? What can we be afraid of if we are fully committed to belief that we have eternal life through Jesus? I'll admit, I do not live out every day fully committed to this belief. There are things that I worry about, there are things that I fret about, there are things that concern me, despite knowing, occasionally, that God has everything in his hand, that I am loved, that my life is eternally secured, and yet still I go, that's scary. I don't want to have to deal with that. I live knowing. I believe that God so loved the world he gave his only begotten Son. I believe that whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned. And yet still I go, oh, I could try and tell you about Jesus, but that would be awkward and embarrassing, so I won't. Because I don't fully believe this. My life is not committed to this cause, this belief. This is not the most important thing to me. Whoever believes in him, believes what? Believes who? Believes in Jesus, the Son of God. Let me go to John 14, verse 6, where Jesus talks about what it is that he is, that we're meant to believe in. Oh, no, nothing. If I believe John 3:16-18, surely my life should be full of their endless thanks and praise. Because God gave his Son to die for me. how can I not, if I fully believe that, every waking moment should be glorifying God and thanking him for his sacrifice. Because I know that I am not worthy of heaven, except because Jesus says I am. And yet I live my days, and occasionally I'll sing a worship song and go, yeah, thanks God for that. If I was really living this out every day, I would be like, God, thank you for this. God, you are wonderful and I love you, and help me to live out this. What do I believe? I believe that Jesus is the way and the truth and the life, that no one comes to the Father except through him. If you really know Jesus, you will know his Father as well. John 14, 6-7. If I believe this, what should my life look like? If you believe this, what should your life look like? If we believe this, what will change in our lives if we fully commit ourselves to these ideas? We wouldn't have any of... There would be no conflict in us. There would be none of this, oh, Jesus is pretty great, but... There'd be no, oh, sure, I've lived a good life, but that's enough to get me to heaven, because that's not compatible with this sentence. Jesus says, I am the way. Not, I am a way. Pick me or the other guy over there. Jesus says, I am the way. Only one way to heaven, Jesus. If we're fully believing this sentence, this verse, there is no space in us to take on other ideas of ways to heaven. If we believe that Jesus is the truth, we wouldn't hold any time for ideas that teachings that go against what Jesus said could be right. There would be no... That, if we fully believe that Jesus is the truth, we wouldn't stand for, oh, that's your opinion, but this is mine. We wouldn't... There would be no capacity in us to listen to, well, that's your belief and that's fine, but I don't like that. That's not compatible with the truth. Jesus is the truth. And yet, I find myself living out my day where I shy away from those arguments. And I go, I don't want to upset you. And even though I believe that what you think is wrong, and because you believe that, you're damned, still I don't argue with them. Because my belief in this is not strong enough to go against what the world is trying to throw. If we believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, everything we say should be to direct people towards that truth. Every action we take should direct people towards the life, the way. We shouldn't be compromising and letting other people hold lies in their heart about the way that the world works, because the world is held in God's hand, and yet we stand there, or at least I do, and I let people go, it's okay that you believe that, but that's not what I believe, and my belief is also valid, and I don't contest it. If we fully believe Jesus, then that's knowing God. The creator of the entire universe can be known just by becoming close to Jesus, by understanding Jesus. When we believe what Jesus has said about himself, we understand God's character. When we believe in what Jesus has done, we know... If we believe that Jesus lived and died for our salvation and rose again, then we know what God's heart is. That we know that God's heart is to give up everything to come into relationship with us. If Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one can come to the Father except through him, then everything we do should be centered around what Jesus teaches us in his word, and what Jesus wants from us through his instruction. God's desire for us is to know him and to be like him. Jumping a little bit further ahead in John 14 to John 14:12. Very truly I tell you, Whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. Are we living that reality? Who here believes that we will do greater things than Jesus did?
Amen.
That's the Bible. That is a quote from the Bible. Who here says they believe the Bible? If someone was stopped you in the street and went, what do you believe? Who would say, I believe in the Bible?
Yeah.
Jesus said we would do greater things than he did. Are we living that out right now? Do we see that in church? What did Jesus do? Jesus raised the dead. Jesus taught the kingdom with power. Jesus cast out demons. He performed miracles. He turned water to wine. He turned bread and fish into food for thousands. Are we seeing that in our daily lives? Because for Jesus, that wasn't on a very special occasion with fasting and prayer that would happen. That was Jesus would walk down the street and go, sort that. Oh, hey, you look like you could use some healing. There you go, get up, walk off. Come on, get. Your kid's been affected by demons, right? You, out. This was Jesus' daily life, and we're meant to do more than that. Where is our belief in this verse? We see bits of it. We'll have testimony from time to time about the healing that's happened. Occasionally we'll see God do amazing things with little. I think of Vic turning £1 to £500,000 for Oasis. We see hints of this. But this isn't our daily life. This isn't what we expect to see. If we were living this out, testimony time would take 20 minutes every service, and we'd have to cut people out because healings would be so commonplace that why would we need to testify about them? Because they just happen and we expect it. Jesus says that faith as small as a mustard seed, belief that tiny, is enough to move mountains. I am not living this reality. I believe this verse, and yet I shy away. I lack faith. Our lives should look like so much more if we are fully believing this verse. Jesus has such amazing plans for us that if we just believe and grasp onto, we can do so much. These verses that I've gone through, these aren't for the really spiritual people who aspire to such great heights of faith. These are for the anyone who believes in me shall not perish but have eternal life. That's not those few most holy men. That's anyone who believes in Jesus shall have eternal life. This is not those few elite that I have chosen come to the Father through me. That is, no one can come to the Father except through Jesus. He is the way. Anyone who believes in Jesus is coming to the Father through him. This isn't these my disciples, the most special and chosen ones, will do greater things. This is whoever believes in me. Do you believe in Jesus this morning? Do you believe that Jesus has power over death this morning?
Yes.
Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God this morning?
Yes.
These promises are for you. These verses are for you. This is what Jesus' intention for your life looks like, that you will walk in the power of God. Jesus believes that you can walk out of here into the face of a stranger and say, God loves you and has a plan for your life, and his heart is bleeding for your pain. Jesus believes that you can walk out of here and bring sight to the blind, bring freedom to those oppressed. Jesus believes you can walk out of here and free people from addiction. Jesus believes that you can walk out of here this morning and raise the dead to life. But when you walk out of here this morning, are you going to believe that? Because it's your belief that dictates how you live. And it doesn't matter how much Jesus believes you can do if you don't believe it. Jesus believes in you, but will you believe in Jesus? James tells us that we have to act. Belief is no good unless it's supported. What good is it if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? Faith by itself, belief by itself, is, if not accompanied by actions, is dead. I will show you my belief by my deeds. Your life should be changed by what you believe. If you believe that Jesus gave everything for you, your life should reflect that. If you believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven, your life should reflect that. If you believe that Jesus thinks that you can do all that he did and more, your life should reflect that. And when you come into Jesus' presence, your life will reflect that. Because Jesus doesn't go, you need to change to meet me. Jesus goes, you need to meet me and I'll change you. All we need to get all of this is to come to Jesus and go, Jesus, Lord, I believe in you. If your life hasn't changed, how can you say you believe? If you believe, how can your life not change? And if your life has changed, then truly you believe. Jesus will bring whatever change he needs to bring your life into his plan for you. Wherever you are at right now, all you need to do is open the door a crack for Jesus. Let him in just a little bit and he will start a work in you. And you will come to this place that Jesus has planned. This is the great challenge of Jesus' call. Not come to me and change for me, but come to me and let me change you. Jesus understands that we are human, we are weak, we can't do this by ourselves. And he goes, I don't expect you to. Jesus goes, come to me and I will give you what you need. I will provide a helper to work the changes in you. I will provide guidance. I will provide everything. But you need to come to me to get it. There's one final passage that I want to end on. There's a man comes to Jesus seeking help. And Jesus says, everything is possible for one who believes. And immediately the man exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. We live in this place. We have the belief, but it wars with our unbelief. We believe in God, and that wars with what the world throws at us. We believe that Jesus is our Savior, and that wars with our belief in our comfort and our safety. We believe that Jesus is Lord, died for us, rose for again, is now seated in heaven. But that is at war with what we want for ourselves. Because change is hard, and change is scary. And the one thing Jesus promises us is that if we believe in him, we will be changed. Right now, there's a 16-year-old girl sailing across the Atlantic because of what she believes in. Right now, there are 500,000 people protesting in the streets of Hong Kong because of what they believe in. Right now, there are millions of our brothers and sisters believing that Jesus is Lord, even though knowing that that could cost them persecution, arrest, murder. Across the world, people are driven by beliefs that are more powerful than their desire for safety. What do you believe today that will drive you? Jesus wants to be the one whose belief is in your heart is driving you forward. But Jesus won't force you. He wants you to go, I believe in you. I trust in you. I surrender to you. Will you do that today? Will you surrender your hope, your safety, for your belief in Jesus? Will you go, Lord, today I believe that you are more important than I am? Will you, today, this morning, will you say, Lord, I believe you are worth the cost of following you. Today, will you say, Lord, I believe that you are my way. You are my truth. You are my life.